Taking care of small business. It's a new informative small business mastermind show. Mark's goal is to educate small business owners through new ideas, which make them more profitable. Mark is a credible and inspiring resource with a track record that speaks to his ability in conceptualizing and identifying paths to successfully navigate the waters of buying or selling a business. His 30 plus years of corporate and business ownership roles, paired with his strong work ethic and irreproachable integrity, streamlines and enriches the experience of making that life-changing decision. Proficient in overcoming complex business challenges and skilled at confidentiality networking, the market ensures you a fruitful transaction. Okay, audience, here he is, Mark Sauter.
Well, hello, audience. It's Wednesday, July 28th, noontime, lunchtime, and this is your host, Mark Sauter, with Taking Care of Business. And I'm joined today with my co-host, Dr. Stan Fine.
Hey, Mark, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. A pleasure to be anywhere, to be honest with you, especially here. And I'm really delighted to be with Mark as he's launching his new show throughout St. Louis community. And if you are a person that wants to hear about small business, this guy knows what he's doing, and he brings a lot of great stuff to the show. I want to mention especially that this particular interview, which he'll let you know at a future date, is going to be played nationwide for 1 week, and we'll get you the date and the time and let you know about it on KMTC-St. Louis, KMTC St. Louis. That's the internet station it'll be on, and it'll be in a, plus it'll be in 100 other cities, or 99 cities. So anyway, that's going to be a great show, and with that, I'm going to turn it back to my august host, Mark.
Thanks, Stan. Appreciate it. Well, today's guest is a very special guest. As she would say, be inspired, speaking to give you that wow with pow impact. Her name is Samantha Newman. She's a speaker, a coach, a marketer, an illustrator, and an entrepreneur. Very busy lady. Samantha Newman is a business professional who has worked in marketing and sales since she was 16 years old. She has worked for big box retail, communications, Fortune 500 companies, gymnastics training center, business brokerage, and small town banks. She loves networking in person and online. She's a proud mother and puts God and family first. Samantha, or Sammy, as her friends call her, is in business to help others to be successful, confident, and most importantly, happy. Today, Sammy will share about her business and social tips for social media to help you grow your business. Her personal motto, God first, then family, next community, and never ever run out of toilet paper.
Amen.
There you go. Can't have that. Her business mission, helping businesses is what we do. Making their business plans stronger with sales and marketing is how we do it. Her interests? Anything her daughter is interested in, which currently is music theater, karaoke, dancing, drawing, and home improvements. She loves to travel, loves to watch comedies, and spends time with family and friends. So, Sammy, let's get the things rolling here. We'll start with our first question for you.
Sure. Thanks for having me on today.
You're welcome.
That's right. We got to welcome her. I mean, she's sitting
here.
And her daughter, her 12-year-old daughter, is behind us but can't be in the studio. We're so jammed up. We're sorry about that. Hopefully she can hear us, you know?
Right.
Okay.
Anyway, Sammy, so can you tell us about how you got started with your business?
So when I got my degree, it was in graphic communications. I was ready to go out into the workforce, and I noticed that a lot of my friends that graduated before me were working for big ad agencies and were also getting laid off within 6 months to a year based on whether those ad agencies had clients to give them business or not. I didn't want to be in that cycle, so I decided to start my own business freelance. I was already working in a business that was catered to businesses, so I knew a lot of business owners, and I was already promoting them through the Chamber of Commerce, so I was very familiar with networking. And so I just started, I started with a simple restaurant up the street, and I did their menu, and that turned into somebody heard about that, and I did somebody else's website for a non-for-profit, and it just kind of grew from there. And you know, I started in the end of 2004, so I'm really excited to say that I'll be in business for 17 years this year. So
that's quite an accomplishment.
Yes.
You know? Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, that's cool. Well, since the topic is social media, and we know that you have a lot of stuff to share with us, how is your social media training different from other programs?
Well, I've had a lot of people ask me to come and speak about how to use different social media over the years when Facebook really started to take off. And then more recently in the last few years, people have been asking more questions about LinkedIn and how they could grow their business with LinkedIn or what they're supposed to do, because they really weren't sure.
Exactly.
So I started going out and speaking to companies and chambers of commerce and different small groups. And what they kept asking was more information. How do I do this? What are the step-by-step things that they need to do? So my training is really different because I teach them to do exactly what I do for my own LinkedIn. It's very personal. It's a very detail-oriented, and it's very much focused on building business relationships instead of just getting more leads. When you build business relationships, you close more deals because they actually get to know, like, and trust you a little bit better.
The interesting statistic, a friend of mine, Diane Carson, said to me, and you said it before, LinkedIn used to be for resumes, but now it's changed. So when you're teaching people the programs, are you teaching them social program or networking program? You're teaching them about how to use LinkedIn, right?
Yeah, I'm teaching them actually how to use LinkedIn for their individual goals. If their goal is to get a better paying job, that would be look a little differently. But the LinkedIn classes that I offer right now are really focused on networking and growing your base of businesses, really make sure you're communicating and engaging with people in your circle and actually getting questions to them to see if they would be a good fit to actually meet off of social media, because that's right. When the real magic happens.
This is an aside. I was in one of her training programs, Mark, and she said, you three people are going to get to know each other and make a commitment to get together with each other. Had I not done that, Mark and I wouldn't be clients to each other. So thanks to you and you pushing us a little bit, you made it happen. So she doesn't mess around in her classes. She makes it happen for you right there.
That's true. That is true. Without her, I would never have met you.
Yeah, God bless her.
Well, and that's the whole point. That's what scares everybody about social media is they think that they have to be good on social media.
Right.
They just have to be good enough on social media to set appointments to do a call or a coffee or
don't
a meet and greet afterwards.
Yes.
That's what you would do if you were in a group networking situation, and this is no different. It's just online. It's just people getting to their comfort level.
Exactly.
Well, Sammy, why do you think it's important for businesses and salespersons to be on social media and marketing, especially today?
Well, when I started actually helping market other companies back in the 90s, everything was very radio, TV, print, and maybe billboards. That was it. And now with websites and so many different social media platforms, so many different options, do you do Google ads or LinkedIn ads or, you know, what are you supposed to be doing? Infomercials or podcasts or radio shows. There's so many different ways you can market your business these days.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to just focus on what you should be doing to grow your business. So I actually like to get to know people, find out what their goals are, and see that they have a mix. So radio, TV, and print can't be the only ways. If you just stick with those and do the same thing that you were doing, you know, in the 90s, you're not going to reach the people who are on all the digital media platforms today.
If you look at St. Louis, I worked for General Dynamics as a director of marketing as a division for years, and we would size a market. And we learned, for example, that in St. Louis, there's 1.7 million people, 17 counties, but 26,000 businesses, 80% are under 9 employees. So how do you get to those? So if you aren't touching them in some way, you're not going to get to them. And you can't just knock on a bunch of doors and make a bunch of cold calls. So you have to multiply yourself. I look at social media as a way to multiply yourself. You know, get to places you'd never think you would be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, don't you think? Yeah, that's, we both feel that way. It's my turn? Okay,
yes.
It's my turn. All right, so here's this. I like this because I have a lot of feelings about this too. So how do you know which social media platform to be on? When you answer that, would you kind of share people with people different way media platforms you can be on?
Oh, you know, most people know
the first 100 or something.
No, most people know of Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Pinterest, TikTok, Twitter. Those kind of things are the main ones that people know about. But there are hundreds of different social media platforms that are out there that people are using. And really, it kind of depends on what your industry is, whether you're B2B or B2C.
Right.
That makes a big difference. I usually tell people if you're trying to get to more families, then maybe Facebook or Instagram might be the way to go. Because when you're talking to somebody on Facebook, it's more like the backyard barbecue conversation,
right.
Sharing, you know, your family trips and, you know, what you had for lunch and, you know, your grandkids' pictures,
and
all that stuff.
You see a lot of that too.
Absolutely. And that's a great way to get to know people. But, you know, you have to be business oriented to try to get that business that way. And then if you're B2C, LinkedIn is perfect because, like I said, it was resume based. So everybody says who they work for, what their title is, how long they've worked there. So that way you already know whether that's going to be a good connection for you, because you probably already know based on your what your industry is, what would be a good fit for you. And even if you're B2C, you know, like you're a realtor and you need, you know, people who are buying and selling houses, you can make connections with mortgage lenders and home stagers and home inspectors and still be able to get all those resources for your business that you need, even if your client is not necessarily, you can't just, you know, search for people looking for homes on LinkedIn per se,
right.
But you can build your business in a different way and make those connections of those people that give you the referrals and the people that you work with so that you get a good quality sphere of people that you're working with.
I want to add one more thing. You made the comment Facebook is social to some extent. I worked for a small company. We were going to hire a bank, and the banker that we were going to work with put an ad on Facebook, a social personal ad, that she was having mental problems and she was going to see a psychiatrist and she was worried about it. And I thought to myself, and you're going to handle our money, you know? And I was like, this is true. This happened. I'm not going to mention the person. My God, I won't be sued. No, I'm not going to mention the bank, but it happened. And it cost them the deal because she crossed the boundary. You got to get it in your head. When you put it out there, the whole world sees it. If you say, I have the coronavirus, a lot of people are going to know you have it, God forbid, but you're going to have it. I mean, so there's rules there that you got to, in your head, you got to remember, watch what you say.
Oh, absolutely. And there's all kind of different settings that you can set up so that you're just broadcasting to, you know, immediate friends or acquaintances or everybody on your list, or to make it public where anybody can look up your stuff, that whether they know you or not. So if you're giving personal information on social media, I would make sure that your settings are accurate. On LinkedIn, it's not so big of a deal because that's really all of your business. Like I said, almost like a resume, where you've worked and what you do, what kind of organizations you belong to, and what kind of business interests that you have.
You bring up a great point there, Stan. You know, we all understand how important this all is, especially as a business owner. But what if I don't have the time or skill to do that?
Right.
You need to hire professionals like Sammy. So if I don't have the time to do that, Sammy, how How can you run a campaign for me or show me how to get the time to do that?
Tell us what you can do for clients. So, we'd love to hear about it.
I do my training classes if people want to do it themselves. And then I also do training classes if they have a staff person that they want to do it on their behalf. And then if they don't have either of those, then I also do run campaigns for businesses and individuals so that they don't have to do that.
Could you give us an example?
An example. So sure. I'll use the an example. I have an IT company that I do some management for their account, and I make sure that we go in and we don't just do posts for them, because a lot of companies will charge you exorbitant amounts of money just to put up some graphics and some posts. Right. But we actually go in and we help you build. We figure out what industries you want to be connected with and in what areas, like whether it's, you know, over here in maybe you want to grow in St. Charles, or maybe you want to grow in Illinois, or maybe even in parts of Florida or wherever you want. And we can make those connections, and then we start building conversations, and we usually set them up with an automatic scheduler so that if that person wants to meet with Jane Doe or John Doe, that we can actually get an appointment set up. So it's not just about making connections and putting up a bunch of posts. It's about getting appointments, phone calls, setting up Zooms so that they can actually do demos or talk about their business to see whether it'd be a good fit to be a client, or maybe they would be good referral partners for each other. So that's where the real magic happens.
I think those automatic schedulers are cool. I had a meet with somebody and they said, look at my scheduler and plug in where you want to meet. I'll get to set my own appointment here. Okay. So I did, you know, and it did. It worked out. It was a phone call, but it worked out.
Yeah. No, those are great. And I'm running a special right now since it is my 17th year in business. Anybody that signs up in July for $77.17, they'll get their first month of social media if they sign up for one of my 7th month packages. So if anybody's interested, I'd love to talk to them about that and see what would best fit their needs.
How would they reach you if they want to take advantage?
They can call me at 314-223-8822.
314-223-8822. Yeah, I love to say things twice. It's kind of like a Forrest Gump thing, but I like to do it.
Well, the beauty about what you do is you don't have to be just local either here. You can get people from all over the country. Do you have a lot of people that outside of the St. Louis area that you support as well?
Yeah, with LinkedIn, with COVID happening, I was doing LinkedIn classes in person. So of course, people weren't flying in for those. But when COVID hit, I started switching and doing them on Zoom, and I had people from other states join me. I had a woman from that recently retired and moved to Colombia. In South America, she joined. Wow. And then I set up an event online, and I actually had somebody from Romania that took the class, and he recently called me while I was on vacation last week, and he wants to be a new client. He got lots of tips, and he took the class a few months back, and now he wants somebody to take that over for him. So
that's cool.
It's going international. So.
Oh wow! Okay, so this is Sammy Newman, international extraordinaire of Sunti. Okay, so she's an international person. I want to remind the audience that you are listening to the Taking Care of Small Business. They come to you every Wednesday at 12 noon on KWRH 92.9 FM with our host, Mark Sauter. Little plug, doesn't hurt.
Never hurts.
Right.
Well, while we're talking about it, Sammy, you've had some success stories as you've been out there. Why don't you give us a glimpse at one of your biggest social media stories?
So, I worked with a gymnastics training center. Mm-hmm. So they had 9 locations, and I did lots of training. They were doing social media, but they weren't getting a whole lot back from it. So over the years, we built that up. We built up their engagement. One of the 9 locations was a non-for-profit. We did some ad campaigns with one of my affiliates. And it really took off. It really did well. When they opened new locations, we would do some ad campaigns. But really, we started coaching some of the coaches, the gymnastics coaches, on how to take pictures and videos of the kids that they were working with and get permission from the parents and start posting those. And that was where you know, that's where it was really fun to watch, because then the coach could go out and say, hey, I'm putting your kid on social media in the next couple of weeks. Keep an eye out.
Right.
Well, when that happens, everybody's aunt and grandma and everybody shares it. And then that's how you get things to go viral. You find out who wants to look at this and you get it to those people. So now in 9 locations, they're they have people in all those locations who are doing social media posts, and it's just wonderful to watch and see it grow. So I would say that's a great success. So
I also think that we look at social media. You brought up the point that you can identify target opportunities by city. So if somebody says, hey, I'm in St. Louis, but I want to grow in Illinois and I want to grow in Arkansas, and I got some states I want to grow. You can actually, the way you're explaining it to me, you can customize that campaign down to specific targeted areas.
Yes.
So that's very neat. Then they just aren't shotgunning across the universe. They're hitting targets with laser. You know that. I like that. Do you want to go? You go.
Okay.
Because you know what? I thought, because we're both getting to know the station. Did I ask your question by some mistake?
No, I think I took an extra one there.
Did you? You take an extra hit? Right. There's so many things to ask, Sammy.
I know.
But, yeah, then it's your turn.
All right. So let's talk about yourself. What are you passionate about besides social media and marketing?
I'm really passionate about giving back. I belong to the Florissant Rotary Club. If anybody doesn't know what a Rotary Club is, basically we get together and meet and fundraise, and we put that money back out into the community. So I've always been a big proponent of helping non-for-profits. I have some great tools that can help them on the marketing side, but you know, I'm always, even before I joined the Florissant Rotary, I was, doing 4 pro bono, items for, non-for-profits every year. I do 1 a quarter, and then go to my website, at suntidesigns.com, SuntiDesigns.com. And there's a place where they can apply for 1 pro bono piece. It could be 1 flyer, 1 press release, 1 graphic for them to be able to put on social media. So I try to find out what their needs are, and I help them with 1 project to get that done. And I've always done that, and I try to pick different non-for-profits every year so that I can help different organizations. And I think that's important because as a part of my mission, you know, I definitely want to help businesses grow that helps our community, but we also have to help our non-for-profits because they're helping the part of the community that is struggling. And I think that that's important to be able to be able to have a balance and be able to support both for-profit and non-for-profit businesses.
I want to go back into Sunti Designs. What are some of the specific things that you do for a client? I didn't see it in our questions, but can you give us kind of a rundown before break? We got about 4 or 5 minutes, but can you tell us, we want that commercial because it's much more than people are, they're not going to comprehend this. So why don't you break it down for them? Give us 4 or 5 things that you do for clients. We have 3 minutes before break. We're good. All right. So,
sure. Well, you know, I'm basically the marketing department for a company that doesn't necessarily have the staff to have a full marketing department. Some companies have a receptionist that also does their marketing stuff. They may True. Have 1 or 2 marketing people
Especially
that do things.
Especially the small ones do that.
Yeah.
Everybody double dips.
Everybody has multiple hats that they're wearing, yeah. Especially right now with everybody struggling with staffing with COVID. But right, you know, sometimes they may have 1 or 2 marketing people, but that's not enough to do everything. You know, McDonald's has a big budget. Nike has a big budget. So Pepsi has a big budget. So Walmart. they have tons of people on their marketing staff.
Right.
They have big agencies that work in conjunction with those big staff. So, but not everybody has that. So if they need some extra support, maybe, you know, their marketing person is, you know, got too much on their plate. I'm happy to take off what's the overflow. So, you know, I've helped people with their email blasts, their website updates, being able to help them with any graphic design needs that they have. I do a lot of press releases for events. And I have some pretty good connections with radio and TV personalities to be able to get them on spots. I've had articles written in the newspapers for people. So I have a lot of contacts that way. So, you know, getting that press, getting that information out, especially if you do events or anything like that, if you have kids events, if you have non-for-profit events, if you have customer appreciation day events, those kind of things, to help promote those so that the people know that those events are available. And that's really important. There's a lot of things that go into marketing. You know, like I said, it used to just be pretty easy. You put something in the newspaper or do a radio ad and, you know, you'd get tons of business, use the yellow pages. Nobody right. uses the yellow pages anymore.
I
think that that's, my personal opinion is that's a waste of money. So if you're still using the yellow pages, call me at 314-223-8822 and I can help you better use that money.
What was that number again?
It was 314-223-8822.
Well, I want to remind the audience that you are listening to Sammy Newman of Sunting Designs, and she's talking today about all the different things that she can bring to the table to help your business grow. That's what this show is about, taking care of small business. That's what Mark does. That's why he's here. And I, you know, I think we're going to do, we're going to give the audience a rest and get to some of these paying clients. And we'll be right back after these commercials.